look who's here with me. It is Chewy. Woo! He is back.
The homies. I'm so happy to be back with you guys. Let's start dishing. L.A. Reid wants a versus battle with these two divas, but will it ever happen?
And we have to get into the interesting pageants at the People's Choice Awards.
Plus, Andrew Freund sat down with Lucy, Nicole Kidman, and the cast to discuss the new film, Being the Ricardos. But first, Sherry, what you got going on?
First of all, I just want to make sure that Chewy's not a hologram.
I know, okay. I'm here.
He's
I'm
real.
I'm here. I was at home watching the show. I was like, I need to hurry back.
Yeah, don't be disappearing.
Yeah, I can't do that.
All right. Last night, fans were finally able to jump into the time machines and go back to the 80s. The biggest stars joined together to perform episodes of The Facts of Life and nice. Different Strokes, and they killed it.
Yes.
Can I tell you that? Mm-hmm. Now, you know who killed it more than everybody? Kevin Hart.
Nice.
He was Arnold, and he was the talk of social media for being extremely funny. What, did you think any less? Take a look at this particular scene that had me in tears.
Come here. Listen, Willis didn't say he didn't like you, did he, Mrs. Garrett?
Of course not. He was saying he just needs a little more space.
You know, I don't take up that much space, Mrs. G.
Role. Definitely props to him. Now, of course, there were surprise cameos. Snoop popped up as a friend to Willis, who was played by Damon Wayans. And the OGs also made appearances. Todd Bridges, the original Willis Jackson, and Tootie, Natalie Ann Blair, a.k.a. Kim Fields, and Mindy Cohn, and Lisa Welchel.
Yo, my favorite part of it, and when Kevin Hart as Gary Coleman said, why your friends smell like weed?
Ooh.
He was talking about Snoop.
That wasn't in the script. That was not in the script.
It added that.
An amazing party great. Shot. All right, well, moving on. Looks like record executive L.A. Reid is ready for a diva face-off. Now,
uh-oh.
L.A. sat down with the real host, and when asked who he thought should take the stage next on Versus, he said this. Check it out.
It's Mariah Carey versus Beyonce.
Ooh.
Bring that on.
You gonna hurt somebody.
Oh, my God. That would be the biggest one ever.
Come on, man. Come on.
And the fans that they both have.
They both have. And the hits they have.
The
legacy
hits,
that they
yeah.
have.
And,
oh, that would be
and,
amazing.
And the range and so the, much more.
B is the queen, right? We know B is the queen, right? Sometimes Mariah might be slightly underrated.
Oh.
I love this.
I know the homie be in your ear. You think this is going to go down?
Absolutely
man.
Not. Jay-Z ain't going to let Beyonce do no verses, and Mariah Carey is not getting ready to do no verses and share the stage with anyone, darling.
There ain't enough money. There ain't enough money in the world for that.
I don't know what I would do if that was a verses, though.
Man.
I sleep outside the venue.
I think the world
would.
Okay.
I'll bring snacks.
You'd have to take off dish to go to that thing.
But you know what? Regardless of how I feel about Mariah, but Mariah is the bigger diva because Mariah is grand. She comes out in her gowns that sweep, honey, and cascade the back of her legs as she walks. And she's a grand girl. Beyonce's grand too, but Mariah is grand and classic.
Right. With social media, grand is different now.
Oh, yes,
and
it
Beyonce
is, honey.
With these kids now, it's a different kind of grand.
And it ain't a grand, Beyonce Sherry. Fits showing that. Your ass, that's not grand.
Yes, it is. I show my ass every day, Gary, and it's grand.
And
it's grand.
Grand.
All right, y'all. Well, you know, honey, we got to get into my favorite, honey. What the fashion? Yes, honey. And the People's Choice Award went down last night, and you know the Kardashians, honey, be everywhere, honey, them tramps. But anyway, y'all, Kim Kardashian was named Fashion, honey. Oh, icon of the year.
Just couldn't say it. Couldn't even get it out. She sure was, Gary, and I'm glad she was able to... Kim Kardashian. And when she accepted her award, she thanked her soon-to-be ex-hubby Kanye for introducing her to the world of fashion.
You know, I'm glad she gave Kanye his props because she was never at the Met Ball. She was never into fashion. You saw her just wearing regular stuff. When Kanye came and took over that wardrobe, he elevated Kim Kardashian to a land that she had never seen before.
You think?
Well, you know, kind of like making your first batch of pancakes. He kind of messed up a couple of the outfits on the way in. Like, there was one time where, like...
Well, we talked about it.
She had had your grandmother's curtain set on.
But you know what, y'all, honey? Now, I guess y'all was thoughtful what she did, y'all. But let's get into the Luke, honey. Now, are y'all feeling that damn Space Cadet sun, those Space Cadet sunglasses and the gloves, honey, that she wore everywhere? No.
Yes.
What? But the outfit doesn't go with the glasses.
Listen.
If you're going to wear those big glasses, you need to give me a sleek, grand dress, honey.
Them glasses sold out today right now because she wore them last night.
Kim Kardashian could wear a potato sack and some Yeezys, and people would be like, yo, she's fire.
Exactly. Yes,
she is fire. She looks so good.
But that's what Kanye has done for her. Right. Kanye has made it so that Kim Kardashian could wear potato sack and Yeezys.
That's right.
People say she's
that's
fire.
That's right. Look, Gary talking about it on the low. Who make those?
So we're going to dish about the couples who made heads turn at the show. Right. Now, the best daytime talk show winner, Ellen DeGeneres and her boo, Portia de Rossi, along with best reality show of 2021 winner Kris Jenner and her man Corey Gamble.
Okay.
You think he gets tired of being called and her man Corey Gamble?
Hell no.
Well, they hit the fans with a bitch stole my look moment. Mm. So the four showed up looking like backup singers from Kris Kringle, all coordinated and red and black ensembles.
Gary, not sure if this was planned, but is this a fashion faux pas? What do you think, my friend?
It is definitely a fashion faux pas, and they made the two alternative lifestylers wear the same color. So I don't like that, honey.
Wait, you don't like that?
You saying Mr. Ham was a stuntman?
Kris Kringle, what? Oh, you saying mean. Ooh.
Yeah, he's being really mean.
Wow, Gary.
Wow,
yeah.
Gary.
That's what I've been off for a couple weeks, but Gary's still mean, y'all. Gary's
still
mean.
There.
All right, but did you guys see my girl Becky G? She showed off some skin in a yellow-black gown with a super high slit. You guys feeling this, man? I sure am.
Yeah, yeah. I see this girl's rib cage. She need a cracker, a sandwich or something.
I mean, but with that dress, you can't wear no panties. I don't even know if you can wear G-string.
No, you wear a thong, Sherry. You know better than that.
But then Sherry's
trying not to wear panties, y'all. Any excuse.
You're not going to see me in that dress. No. They don't make that dress in a size 14.
Sherry don't like wearing panties. Sherry don't like wearing
panties. Why are you telling everybody business?
All right, now, we got to talk about Halle Berry. Halle Berry, now, she wore a purple, glittery, shimmery Catwoman-ish fitted jumpsuit, which lets me know she is ready to do that role again if she wanted to, okay? And it has some interesting embellishments on it.
Sherry doesn't like it. Sherry doesn't like it.
I love Halle.
Me too.
I would have liked to have seen Halle in some kind of avant-garde dress.
Thank you.
I wasn't feeling the Catwoman suit.
Not at all, Sherry. How dare she walk out of the house looking like this. She falling off, baby.
Sherry, this outfit would be perfect for Gary because he likes to sit down on the toilet. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. And you can unzip the back
flap. Patch in the back.
Yeah. Oh, the back flips. The back flap, honey. You can open the back flap?
Yeah.
Yes, honey.
All right, well, moving on. No one's more excited than us. Why, you ask? Because Alicia Keys is dropping her long-awaited double album, Keys, on Friday.
Yes.
And Dish is giving you an exclusive first listen during her iHeartRadio album release party. And it's streaming this Thursday, December the 9th, at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific on DishNation.com. You're not going to want to miss that. Yeah, it's going to be good.
Coming up next, we've got another Dish Debate. And this time, it's about Tristan Thompson making all these slam dunks. And no, we ain't talking about basketball either, so come right back.
Dish Nation.
All right, y'all, it's time for a
Dish Debate.
Oh, wow, that sound. We missed it.
We missed that.
Now, as we discussed before, y'all, Tristan Thompson allegedly tried to pay Marilee Nichols hush money to make her and his baby go away. That was his trainer, Chewy.
Damn.
Now, former teen mom Farrah Abraham has jumped in the chat, and I'm going to clean this up for TV, but she says, screw women abusers, screw abortion, screw Tristan, get a vasectomy, womanizers.
Wow.
So what do y'all think? Should womanizers get vasectomies? Should Tristan?
A little extreme, ain't it?
So she's saying it's okay to be a womanizer as long as the person don't get pregnant?
She's trying to call him a womanizer because he done been with a couple of women, but I think she's very jealous. She would love to be with Tristan. That's why she's going out saying that.
She's shooting her shot.
Like, you're backdoor teen mom. No one's coming to you for parenting advice or, like, you know, birth control solutions.
No advice.
Yeah. Like, do the inside voice. That's what I say. Keep that inside voice.
Keep it in there.
But... so I, Wow, we just all agree.
That's really not a debate. We all agree on this. Okay.
I'll agree. A non sequitur. All right.
The people at the TV are yelling at us. They're debating with us from the other side of the screen.
For real. How many kids is this for Tristan, y'all? Is this his number 3, number 4? What is this?
Wow. Well, he's got two. He's got one with Chloe and he's got one with the other one.
Right.
Yeah. Somebody tried to say that she had his baby, but I don't think it was true.
Right.
So this would be the third.
Wow. Yeah.
This would be the third.
Wow.
I think that maybe you should stop womanizing more so than with the vasectomy.
Yeah.
Like, maybe not be a womanizer.
Just keep it in your pants, bruh.
Yeah, but women should stop opening it up to him, too. So, you know, it goes both ways.
That's what happens when you're a relationship-free agent. Which he's been this entire time. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I think that she just believes in love. She just, she wants to be loved and she wants to love.
Right.
And sometimes you're willing to, you forgive maybe a little too much.
You like Chloe with the mother girls. Yeah. I'm just practicing so I can love you better.
That was smooth.
That was my guy.
HK, that was smooth, baby.
I fell for that one.
I fell for that one. I was like, hello? All right, shifting gears to something more fun, y'all. Lupita Nyong'o is really on the ball with her fitness. She dropped this video where she's balancing on a stability ball, and she said, if at first you don't succeed, get back on that ball and meet me on Abs Advancement Avenue. Hey.
Wow. Yeah.
All right.
Wow.
But Gary, watching this video, this looks really tough. Could you balance and ride balls like that, Gary?
Well, actually, Chewy, I do 2 balls at a time because it's hard. I mean, you know, you be on one and your leg on the other one and you balance. It's an easy task. I mean, y'all should try it. I'm sure, Sherry, you tried it, haven't you?
Have you tried it?
I've not tried balancing on balls, Chewy.
Really? You're sloppy? Fall over?
I like doing the fitness pole better. Yeah. More so.
You're great on the pole. Sherry is great on the pole,
thank
y'all.
Thank you, honey.
I've seen those
videos.
I'm
multifaceted. I like the pole and the ball, so.
No, I think you're multi-aceted.
Yes!
No, I'm trying.
If you
want
to add some life or ambiance to your indoor space, check this out. It's a 2-pack of Simply Tech sound activated LED strip lights. You get 2 15-foot light strips that are app controlled.
You can easily switch between 16 LED colors, multiple light modes, and brightness levels through your phone or tablet with the easy-to-use app.
The ultra-bright LED lights dance to the beat of the music, plus the colors and mode change the rhythm and melody. And if gaming is more your thing, the lights also change with game sounds.
Plus, honey, they plug into any USB port and they're waterproof. So, hey, Craig, tell everybody how much.
Well, this 2-pack of LED strip lights has been seen as high as $140. But for the Dish Nation fam, it's just a 2-pack for $25.
Oh, what?
Woo. Listen, you know what to do. Go to MorningSave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
All right, up next, Andrew Furn is talking to Nicole Kidman and Javier Bardem about their new movie, Being the Ricardos, so come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey guys, welcome back to Dish Nation. I am so excited because I am getting ready to sit down with Nicole Kidman, Javier Bardem, and the cast of Being the Ricardos out on Amazon right now. Take a look.
Lucy, I'm home.
Lucille Ball's a threat to the American way of life?
Does the FBI have any case against Lucy?
I need you to help me save my marriage.
How many times I gotta explain where I was and what I was doing?
You gotta explain.
Are you being funny right now?
I'm Lucille Ball. When I'm being funny, you'll know.
Damn, you guys were so good in this freaking movie. So, first of all, I'm gonna give you a round of applause.
Thank you.
That's nice. Thank you.
You're welcome. Nicole, I want to start with you because it was so brilliant. And when you first saw yourself in the wig and the makeup, what was your initial reaction?
Well, there's two characters. There's Lucille Ball and there's Lucy Ricardo. So it was creating two characters in a way. When I saw the Lucy Ricardo, I was like, oh, okay. This kind of makes sense to me. I can do this. And we were really working on, you know, looking at the thing and looking at the hair and... But the Lucille Ball of it, he wasn't interested in the detail of it. He was just like, create the human being. And I'm like, well, do you like that? And what you want? He goes, I just want her hair to move. You know, she didn't look like Lucy Ricardo. And that took me time before I could sort of get my brain to adjust to that idea.
Nina, could you be friends with your landlords? Because, I mean, they were landlords. They were their landlords. Could you be friends like that with your landlord?
Could I? I could. Would I want to? Unclear. Don't know if that's the best move. Yeah.
As long as you're paying the rent on time, I think you're okay.
Then it's fine. It's fine. Yeah.
Valid, valid. Question for you both. I'm going to go deep here, Nicole. I'm going to start with you because this film takes place about 65 years ago during a week of filming a show. Mm-hmm. Now, if 65 years from now, an actor was going to play you in a week of your professional career, what would that professional week look like?
I don't know. I hope I haven't made it yet.
Okay.
That would be good.
Javier, what about you? What do you think? 65. Someone playing you 65 years from now.
I would like to play me in this moment, making the press junket.
What? Wait, I'm curious. What would a press junket film be like? I'm just because people don't know what this process is really like. What would that look like, Javier Bardem?
Well, I mean, this is new because it's pandemic and it's through the TV and the computers. It's a different monster, but it is what it is. It's great. Listen, we are proud of this movie.
Yeah.
Of belonging to such a beautiful movie and mm-hmm. these amazing characters. So we are happy to be here.
And grateful for the support Absolutely. To get the word out there to see Absolutely. It. Because as we all know, it's hard to get people to either go to the theaters or press play and go, I'm going to watch this. Give, as Aaron says, if you'll give us 2 hours of your time, we promise we won't let you down.
Awesome. Thank you both. You killed it. Thank you both so much.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, welcome back. Now, we got T.I. versus Quavo.
Oh.
Not a versus battle or a rap battle, nothing like that, but it's a battle of the beds.
Wow.
Quavo posted himself in this enormous sized bed with the caption, woke up in a bed bigger than my dreams. And then T.I. responded by posting himself in what seemed to be an even bigger bed with the caption, I just had to, honcho. Been working on this all year. Custom God sized bed, designed and built from scratch by me and the team at Major Girl. We love to design and build you one at Quavo, honcho. So what y'all think? Would y'all want something like this in your crib?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. You know how many kids I would have if bed? I had a bed that big?
Yeah, the bed is not made for two people. This is a bed for freaking.
Yes, orgies. Orgies every
this
single
is a
day.
Orgy bed.
Yes.
That bed is big enough for people to go missing in it. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, it is. It is.
But what if you leave the remote on the table? Like, damn.
Oh, no, see, this bed would be hell for me. I lose my remote in the bed all the time. I would never find it. I would just have to find it.
You would lose everything. You would lose everything, bro.
Where can I get it? Macy's, JCPenney. Where do you order a bed like this?
Bro, I'll make you a bed. I'll make you that bed.
I'm thinking the Beyond section of Bed Bath & Beyond. Yeah.
It's not a California king.
No.
So what kind of, what would you call this size?
A double California king.
Three king.
Yeah.
We'll just call it the orgy bed.
The orgy bed. Oh, I like that.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.